Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Katina Athanasiou, who is the Chief Sales Officer for Norwegian Cruise Line. And it's been a while, Katina. I let my partner Alan talk with you most of the time, but I have a little bit of ownership on this particular announcement we're talking about because I've been watching the development of your new class of ships, and that's what we're here to talk about. You know, they were called the Leonardo class, but as we're going to find out today, there's a whole lot more going on, and you're going to find out about that whole new class of Norwegian ships on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Katina, how are you and where are you?
Hi, good morning, James. It is so great to finally see you. I am doing amazing, and I'm still remote working from home currently. Our offices are just gearing up to open up June 1st, but we're currently still working remotely. And, you know, thank goodness, healthy, all is well. And we've got some super exciting things to talk about.
Nah, just another class of ships. What's it's just, you know, happens every day, right?
In nearly 10 years.
It's in 10 years. Yeah, I'm still in breakaway mode. So, you know, we'll see. But and that is what we're here to talk about. It's this new class of ships that you just announced. Originally, you announced that you were going to do this, I think it was back in February 2017, and you ordered at the time four new ships with the options of two more. And they made their debut between 2022 and 2025. And here we are, a year from those new ships. And I guess it's time you better tell us a little bit about something. Let's talk about, first of all,
The class is called Norwegian Prima Class. It's the Prima class of ships, and our first ship coming out, debuting in August, summer of 2022, is called Norwegian Prima.
Prima.
It is our bright light ahead. It is a gorgeous new class of vessels that allows us really to tailor and provide even more of an incredible guest experience. So Prima class, and as you alluded to, we initially committed to four ships coming out, but we have since committed to six. So Norwegian Prima will be the first in her class of six vessels set to be delivered next summer, followed by the launch of a Prima class ship every year thereafter until 2027.
Man, you must think there's a future in this cruise business somehow.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty confident. We're pretty confident that people love to cruise, and we're excited, quite frankly. This is such a beautiful and excellent evolution of our brand. You know, with our guest first philosophy coupled with the spirit of innovation, this brand new class of ships really is designed to put our guests first.
And it sounds like it. And of course, from the very name, it sounds like these ships might have been built in or being built in Italy, right? That's correct, right?
They are. We have a partnership with Fincantieri, and they've been fantastic. The ship is actually on and even a little bit advanced schedule. They have really been great to work with. We have loved the collaboration with multiple vendors and suppliers, and really working to, quite frankly, put this new class of ship as the guest wants it. And really for us, we've divided it into kind of four pillars from the guest experience. And it's really focusing on space with more wide open spaces.
Right.
It's focusing on service with elevated service that really puts our guests first. It focuses on design with really thoughtful aesthetics and curated design. And of course, variety experiences that really go beyond expectation.
No, absolutely. It sounds wonderful. We're going to delve into a little bit of the details there. Let's talk about the dimensions of this thing. This is the first Norwegian Prima. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the gross tonnage and the passenger capacity and the crew.
Yeah, so gross tonnage, she's 142,500. She'll carry 3,215 guests with just over 1,300 crew. And what's super important about that is the space The space ratio, both for guest and the service. We are nearly 2 guests for every crew member. Mm-hmm. And the space, and I go back to about space, service, style, and design, it's really meant to create a beautiful environment that really puts our guests first forward in thinking about what they want and how they want to travel.
Well, indeed, you're talking about one of the major differences of this ship seems to be space compared to your breakaway. Would I be correct in assuming that?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, so much of that, it's really kind of game changing, these wide open spaces that we've created on the ship. I'll break it up a little bit between indoor and outdoor space. You know, Prima offers a space ratio of 44.3, which I know doesn't mean a whole lot to many people. But for us, this is 36% more per guest than other cruise lines. So you don't the public spaces are very open and inviting. And what we've done is really worked with our designers and aesthetically with the soft goods to create these gorgeous little pockets for you to enjoy with your family and your friends, and not feeling, you know, crammed and tight with spaces. We also have the most spacious accommodations for a new cruise ship that's out. So we're super excited about the variety of accommodations that we have, the most spacious suites. We've done it again with our Haven by Norwegian, and we have elevated the Haven, and we've done something unique with this class. And with this particular class of ship, we've moved, it's 107 Haven suites, and we moved the entire Haven complex to the aft of the ship.
Yeah, because Martin, mostly it has been in towards the bow in almost all the breakaway, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And what we did with this one is we designed the ships to put everything, the Haven complex, on the aft of the ship. So it expands several decks. The entire width of the ship includes the Haven concept. All of our Haven suites, 107 of them, are all within its complex.
Right.
And it really has allowed us to create these firsts, which, by the way, Prima means first in Italian. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear us talk a lot about firsts that this ship and class will bring out in addition to brand firsts and industry firsts. And we're super excited about that. One of those, from our outdoor space perspective, is called Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that because that really is kind of the heart of the ship. It's kind of an outgrowth of, I think it's your the waterfront complex on the breakaway, right? Although this seems to be on steroids.
It is significantly larger. You know, and what I loved about the continued innovation that we really do, when we start to look at the guest experience and how they love to travel, both land and sea, what's so important is for people to be outside and to feel connected to their surroundings. So when we created Breakaway Class and we had the waterfront, it was spectacular. It's loved by all of our guests. And we said, how can we take that great idea and make it a little bit better? And I'll tell you that the team delivered with a lot better, not just a little bit better. So we're announcing Ocean Boulevard, which spans the entire ship. So it's a full walk around. And this Ocean Boulevard has really cool, unique things like our Indulge Food Hall, which is a brand new concept. We're talking about Infinity Beach, which has multiple infinity pools across the ship and on the sides so that you're overlooking the ocean. We're announcing the Concourse, which is this gorgeous art and or sculpture walk outside. Ocean Walk, which are these glass bridges that allow you to, as you're walking across Ocean Boulevard, look down and again become more connected with the sea and your outdoor surroundings.
Well, it sounds, when I looked at the list of restaurants that you're going to have on Ocean Boulevard, I mean, I haven't had breakfast yet, so I think I'm getting a little hungry now because, you know, you have some Coco's, which is sweet treats. You have Texas Q's, Texas Smokehouse. You have Nudis or something, and Noodles.
It's a noodle bar.
Indian dishes. The Latin Quarter. Tapas food truck. Garden Kitchen. I mean, boy, this is a kind of a It's a different kind of haven. That's why.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd love to thank you for bringing that up. So, you know, our Indulge Food Hall is really, again, part of elevating the guest experience in terms of sensory and really creating casual eateries at sea. So we're bringing culinary diversity and right. what people love about the diversity of food and really immersing themselves in various cultures via food. And we're really working to have this revel, you know, major food halls around the world, like Gotham Market in New York City, the Mercado in sure. San Miguel. So it's 11 different venues that will be in Indulge Food Hall. And it really is an opportunity for guests to decide, you know, in our typical freestyle fashion, it's about choice.
And absolutely. And you're given a lot of choice here, and it's all included, I gather, that it's all part of the experience. Now, Fakalu, you also have some of your favorites coming back, those sort of other dining venues like Onda by Scarpetta, Los Lobos, Local Bar and Grill. I mean, these are ones that have proven to be I think one of our first interviews was at Scarpetta, if I remember.
You're absolutely right. In Las Vegas, that's when we met for the first time.
That was a long time ago, it seems, and a universe far away after all this past year. But that was a wonderful event, and I have eaten at Onda by Scarpetta. It's an amazing restaurant. It's really I've eaten in New York, too, as well, and it really is super an addition. So you're going to have all that as well, right?
We will have a lot of our favorites, and we have a lot more to announce as well. So I would say stay tuned on as we begin to release information on all of our entertainment, on all of our additional dining venues. But we will have many favorites that our customers have grown to love.
And then, of course, you're going to have a pool complex, I'm sure. And I understand there's something called Infinity Beach, which will have two infinity pools, which are going to be kind of sort of revolutionary, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, so again, we kind of sat back and said, what does the guest experience really want to be? And how do people love to travel today? And what we did with Infinity Beach, I previously mentioned, there on the sides of the ship, on either side of the ship, are two different infinity pools. There's also a third that will be in the Haven complex specifically for our Haven guests. But these two side infinity pools really elevate the style, the design of the ship, and most importantly, the experience of the ship. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit smaller than what you would normally see in the middle of a ship pool. And right. we've done that by design to create little areas that are more comfortable for people to gather with their right. friends and family and enjoy.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the concourse, and you have another place called La Terrazza, I should say. Let me get my Italian going here. And it seems like a lot of places to sort of relax and contemplate.
There are, and La Terrazza is this gorgeous area on the side of the ship that is beautifully designed, and what this elevation, this brand evolution that we continue to work through is really an elevated look and feel from both aesthetics and, of course, service. So I'm probably most looking forward to La Terrazza because it's this gorgeous area that really allows nook and crannies for you to sit on the side of the ship, look out at the ocean, read a great book, listen to some great music, have really thoughtful conversation with your family. I can absolutely see sitting there with my kids.
No,
drinking a nice cappuccino from Starbucks.
Well, that's what I was going to add. I said, you and I can hang out there with a nice cappuccino from Starbucks contemplating mm-hmm. the ocean view. It's wonderful. Your family can come along too. It's all right.
They're fun. You'd like them.
Now, like other Norwegian ships, like your breakaway class, you know, it's hard to categorize the ship because you have so many different areas. The Haven is obviously luxury, and then a lot of this is really veering into premium. And we used to think of those categories of contemporary, premium, and luxury, but boy, you're crossing categories here.
You know, thanks for saying that. I have to tell you that it's really something that's most exciting because we are creating what we believe our guests want and what guests are looking forward to most with respect to traveling in style, traveling in comfort, and why do you have to compromise on anything? And that's right. been one of the beautiful things about watching this process go along. And, you know, I have to say, you know, we've going on 13 months that we've been in a pause of operations, but this has not stopped at all. And building of Prima and really focusing on that guest experience and creating the elevated style, elevated service and design is something that guests will walk on board and go, oh my gosh, right. I'm in the most beautiful space I've seen.
No, absolutely. It's going to be an amazing vessel. We're looking forward to it. Now, I looked at the itineraries that it's going to start off with, and I'm like, where isn't this ship going? Well, one of the answers is initially, you're not really going to the Med, but you are starting out Northern Europe and UK in summer 22, and then you're moving over to Bermuda and Caribbean, and I guess you're going to be visiting here, my hometown, New York. So that's going to be great. Then you're going all over the place. Tell us a little bit about this rollout, because, I mean, boy, you're going from you know, Northern Europe and I think you end in Iceland, right?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, similar in our thinking of experiencing firsts and looking at the guest through the guest lens to really deliver fantastic experiences, we stopped and thought about our itineraries. And in a typical launch, we will home port a new ship for a very long period of time. Right. And what that does is that, you know, that gives people only one choice to really get to that destination to experience that new ship. And so for us, when we thought about this, we wanted the opportunity to look at it differently mm-hmm. and look at what makes Norwegian so wonderful with respect to choice and freestyle. And we wanted to offer people choices on how to see this ship and really leverage the flexibility, the freedom and flexibility that Norwegian offers and allow customers easy access. So we do take delivery from her in Europe. She'll start a couple of revenue sailings in Northern Europe, as you mentioned, out of Amsterdam, Copenhagen, and Southampton. Then she'll come across and she'll do a couple of New York, out of New York round trip voyages. She has a 5-night, a 12-night, 11-night, a couple of 7 nights to Bermuda. And then we're going to actually bring her over to Galveston for the first time.
Right, that's okay.
We'll absolutely for the brand as well. So we'll get to showcase her off in Galveston. She'll come back through Miami and do a short season in Miami, calling on the Western Caribbean, and of course to our private island. We'll visit both Great Stirrup Cay on some of the itineraries. We'll visit Harvest Key. So we'll super excited about the opportunity of having her in Miami. And then we're going to give her a little mini season to home port out of Port Canaveral. And we, again, really wanted to offer great itineraries, leverage great ports and destinations. And so we'll have 7 nights that are operating Western Caribbean out of Port Canaveral before she goes back up to New York and then across over to Europe.
Yeah, and then I noticed that you're going to be going to Reykjavik and actually doing a lot of ports in Norway.
Yeah, so the summer 2023 season will offer 10 and 11-day Norway and Iceland cruises, and they will travel between Reykjavik and Southampton. And these are gorgeous itineraries. Really offering the opportunity for our guests to experience heritage fjords and a UNESCO World Heritage Site and right. really have the opportunity to have this great new ship in fantastic destinations that people are looking to do bucket list trips.
No, absolutely. And it sounds like the grand tour of Norwegian Prima, you know, all over the place. And it is nice for Norwegian Cruise Line to be sailing in Norway, I think.
They're
somewhat appropriate, especially to end there at that time. Now, very quickly, you're making this announcement now. Is our bookings going to be open soon for it?
As of today, my friend, that was really important for us as well. And so bookings are available as of today's announcement. And I'm telling you, there has been a lot of great interest and bookings, quite frankly, that we're really driving. A lot of our travel advisors are looking already at several groups because we've got this unique tour of Norwegian Prima, as you called it. So a lot of travel advisors are already looking at pulling out groups and working to begin their marketing to make sure that you can get your customers the best rate, the best accommodations, and of course these short stints of itineraries, because we're not going to be offering, you know, a whole full season of similar itineraries.
No, that's great. Well, it sounds like a great rollout. We've been waiting for this class for some time. We had a little thing called the pandemic that happened in the past year. I don't know what, you know, sort of a little interruption.
Heard about it.
But I gather that really that hasn't delayed, at least not too much, the whole construction schedule and the new building. So you'll be ready to go summer 2022?
We are ready to go. We technically take delivery of her on July 29th of 2022, and we'll begin her first voyage in August. So we're so excited. We have had world-class architects, world-class designers, world-class team members that have really pushed the envelope to make sure that what we brought out was unique, was different, was innovative, but most importantly, put our guest experience first. So that's what I'm so excited about, because it's one thing to have a beautiful new ship, and it's another thing to have form, function, design really tie in to that entire experience.
No, it sounds wonderful. Now, I guess one of my closing question is, obviously, is there anything else you want to tell travel advisors about this as the new ship, and also how they can sell it to their customers?
Great. Thank you for asking. I have two things for our travel partners. First, as we had mentioned, you know, Prima means first in Italian, and we're working on several Be the First campaigns. Mm-hmm. And one of those is we want our travel partners to be the first to experience Norwegian Prima. And we're offering a giveaway, a Be the First giveaway specifically to our travel partners. And what we are going to do is we relaunch our fleet and the unveiling of Prima and the Prima class. This continues to be a continued testament for our Partners First philosophy. Mm-hmm. So we are giving away 100 inaugural staterooms to our travel partner family. And for every stateroom that our travel partner sells and deposits through June 30th on any sailing aboard Norwegian Prima, travel advisors have one entry for a complimentary cruise on one of our inaugurals. So if they sell 10, they get 10 entries. If they sell 100 from a group perspective, they get 100 entries for one of our inaugural cruises.
No, that's wonderful. It's a great offer, and I know travel advisors will love to take advantage of this. Anything else you'd like to say about this wonderful new ship? It's very exciting, this announcement. It's something we've been waiting for, and it's something really, you know, positive in this as we emerge from the last year. And can really look ahead till 22. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing ship.
Thank you, James. You know, for our travel partners, this is an opportunity to offer your guests a completely elevated experience opportunity from both ship and destination and culture immersion. So I absolutely challenge our partners to really be thoughtful about making sure they remain in contact with their guests, providing them this information quickly, because we want to make sure that our travel partners are the ones that are sharing this news out. And really focus on your groups. There are fantastic itineraries that are offered, and you focus on your group efforts, on your marketing, and really build the right base, because we all know once we get that right, we match that perfect ship and destination to a client, we have a client for life. So this is one that definitely spans multi-generations and multi-demographics to really provide the experience that each individual guest is looking for. And I'd be remiss if I just didn't end to say an enormous thank you to our travel partners. We recently celebrated National Travel Advisor Day. We are in our 10-year anniversary now of Partners First at Norwegian Right. Cruise Line. And we continue to really only win with our travel partners. And I am so thankful for the tenacity, the perseverance, and the partnership that they continue to provide. So thank you. And I can't wait to welcome you guys on board Prima.
We're looking forward to it. Well, Katina, I want to thank you for taking the time for this reveal of Norwegian Prima, and then the subsequent class, the Prima class. As I said, this will be the tour, the grand tour of Norwegian Prima all over the place. And you'll end in Norway, which is amazing. And you're going to be all over the place here in New York, Miami, Port Canaveral, and Galveston. So there's a lot going on. I mean, if you haven't had a chance to see that ship in all that time, boy, you got better get moving, because there's a bunch of ports you can go see it if you're a travel advisor.
We'll have plenty of opportunity.
Great. Well, thank you again, Katina, and we hope to see you soon as you get more updates on what's going on with this amazing vessel.
Thank you, James. Stay well and give my best to Alan. And thank you, everybody, for all your continued support.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.